Hi, my name is Charles Sterling, a Senior Program Manager in Visual Studio, here to present Application Insights with Vlad Jovanovich. Application Insights is a set of services to help you as a developer, whether you're in production or development, gain more information about your application, such as performance, the availability, and to show you what your customers are doing through a set of learning. As you can see, Application Insights is built on top of Visual Studio Inline, which should make it easier and faster for you to get started. Going back through, and I mentioned three different services, you can see them in this easy-to-use dashboard. You can see the global availability, the performance of your application, and finally, what are my customers doing? What does their usage look like? Let's take a look at the availability itself. You can see that I have had applications run for a couple days, and it looks like it's working pretty well. You can see my response times, and you can see when it was running, how fast it was running, and whether or not it was available all across the planet. Also, what you see in this view, the purple dots that Vlad's highlighted, is I actually have done deployments. And you can see that after one deployment where I thought I had rolled out a fix, my availability went way, way down. After the second deployment, it actually started looking quite a bit better. Taking a look at the different synthetic transactions, you see I have two different types. The one that Vlad's selected here is a simple URI endpoint, where I went out and created it and said, I want you to look at this endpoint. Was this page available, yes or no? And once again, I see whether or not it was succeeded, failed, and when it was, and how fast it actually did that. I can then look at the different geographic locations of those. In addition to the URI endpoint, I also have a Visual Studio load test type of transaction. And once again, I have the same information. When did it run? How fast did it run? What locations did it run from? And whether it succeeded. By selecting one of these, you can see that we have a test that's just not working, really enabling a kind of a red-green development environment. I can go out and create these tests ahead of time, knowing that I need to actually put code behind it. By selecting one of these, I actually get a web experience for those each step and whether or not they succeeded. And there, I actually look like most of it was running, except for that last step. I also get an option to open it up in Visual Studio, looking at it as a web test result. Again, making it easier for you, familiar with our developer tools, to get started using Application Insights. The second service I talked about was actually what your customers are doing inside of Application Insights, or within your application. What pages were they looking at? Where were they looking at them from? What browsers? So having Vlad actually select one of the dashboard tiles, you can actually see a quick snapshot of what did my usage look like. So while my application was performing fairly erratically, you can see I actually added a lot of new users and a lot of load all of a sudden. So that's great news for our capacity of that particular application. If I want to take a look at what features were they at, I can go out and take a look at what browsers, what operating systems, and get deep analytic information. And again, this is a developer tool. So looking at these charts, I would be able to extend these charts and actually output custom data. If I wanted to have buttons in there and I want to know exactly what button was pushed, I can actually have those actually show up underneath of the events itself. So I've mentioned two of those services, global availability and learning what my customers are doing. The last one's probably the most exciting, is the application performance monitoring. And I keep getting hung up on this one because it is a lot more than just performance. We have deep diagnostic information. What memory, what objects, exceptions were actually being run. Taking a look at these, you can actually see that this is actually overlaid with the number of dependencies. So in this case, you can see that the dependencies are actually stay pretty much in ratio to my usage. I don't actually see, as I add more dependencies, I see a lot more failures. And that's great news, again, for the application design in this case. So click on the exceptions. I once again get a view of the performance of my application. What sort of memory was it using? What are the response times? And again, I can actually add different metrics that I think are relevant to my development style. And down below, I actually see what was happening while that code was running. And I can even highlight these windows and narrow the window down, maybe just between those two deployments, what was happening at that point. Looking at one of these exceptions in detail, you can see I get call information, parameters, the call stack. And once again, making it easy for Microsoft developers, I can open this up in Visual Studio. In this case, we have an exception open, so I can open it up as an iTrace. If it were a memory event, and memory event we define as hitting a threshold inside of your app pool, we can open that up as a VSDiag or a memory snapshot, once again in Visual Studio, and start baselining those against previous runs. So if I think I have a memory leak, I can go out and run a memory snapshot from earlier and compare it to a memory snapshot after I think the leak has occurred, looking for large increases of objects that I wouldn't have expected to see. Again, making it very, very easy for a Microsoft developer to get started with the tools they're already familiar with, but rolling that out into a production set of services that are hardened and actually lightweight. You see that everything that we've done keeps showing these dashboards again and again. To make it even more actionable, these thresholds that we've actually keep expiring or are going past, we can then send into alerts. So there's a powerful notification engine where you can go out and send email alerts to you or any email address saying, I want to know if I have 5 tests fail within a certain amount of minutes, making the data more actionable through alerts and dashboards. So once again, making this information actionable for you as a developer, we will send you a set of alerts, give you a set of easy to customize dashboards, and our roadmap going through and giving you deep, impactful, or insightful information about the events on your servers. I hope you enjoyed our video on Application Insights. I think you're going to find that this is going to help you in your development process actually reduce the time to market and actually give you insight into what your application is doing while it's in production. Thank you very much.